Welcome to the Local Lowdown, your exclusive guide to the perfect weekend in Southampton. Now, here's your host, the man with the plan, Mr. David Gates.
So welcome to the Local Lowdown, your roundup of your exclusive events this weekend happening in Southampton. Starting off with the sports scene, what's actually happening this particular weekend? Well, here are the local sporting events in and around Southampton for the weekend of January 17th to the 19th, including fixtures for basketball, rugby and football. First off, with basketball, Solent Kestrels have several fixtures scheduled for January 2025, and we don't have specific dates, but you can check their website to find out who they are playing. Over to rugby, Southampton Rugby Club have a fixture against Aldershot and Fleet. That is on Saturday at 2 o'clock, and the venue is Southampton Rugby Club. AFC Tottenham are at home to Gosport Borough this particular weekend. They start at 3 o'clock and that's at the venue over in Tottenham. Staying with football then, going down slightly, Sholin FC are playing Gloucester City on Saturday. That starts at 3 o'clock at the venue at Portsmouth Road in Sholin. Meanwhile, over at Eastleigh are playing Antrim. And that starts at 3 o'clock at the Silver Lake Stadium in Eastleigh. Now, of course, obviously, all these matches are weather-dependent, so check them before you go.
Soundcheck for the best gigs in town.
So let's have a look at the gigs that are happening over this particular weekend in Southampton, shall we? Well, the Tina Turner tribute night continues down at the O2 Guildhall, Southampton. It's a tribute concert celebrating the music of Tina Turner, featuring classic hits performed by talented artists. The Early November are in town this particular weekend. They're all the way from America, and they are going to be at the Joiners at 7:30 on Friday evening. They're an alternative rock band known for their emotive performances, and the Early November brings their latest tour to the Joiners on Friday night at 7:30. Also, there's a Fleetwood Mac tribute act called Fleetwood Back. It's on the 18th, that Saturday, starts at 8 o'clock. Location for this one is over at the Brook. Details: experience the magic of Fleetwood Mac's music with the acclaimed tribute band delivering authentic renditions of classical hits. If you're looking for something classical, well, Southampton Concert Orchestra have it for you this particular weekend with Prokhorov and Rachmaninoff. That's this Saturday. It starts at 7:30 p.m. and the location is the Turner Sims Concert Hall. You can enjoy an evening of classical music featuring Prokhorov's second piano concerto and Rachmaninoff's symphonic dances performed by the Southampton Concert Orchestra. Over at the Attic, they have a local band's night. That's this Saturday, starts at 7 o'clock. The Attic is in Southampton, of course, a showcase of Southampton's emerging talent featuring performances by local bands across various genres. Please verify the event details and tickets availability with the respective venues before you go, because these are subject to change.
Screen Buzz. What's on the golden screen?
Right, it's time for our look at what's actually happening in the film and theatre world in Southampton this particular weekend. Starting off with a few Amdram productions. Annie Jr. is by the Dynamic Youth Theatre, and that is currently running until the 18th. The venue is in Ashurst in the New Forest. It's a youth production of beloved musical Annie Jr. Presented by the Dynamic Youth Theatre. Also, Made in Dagenham is an amateur production, and it's at the Mast Mayflower Studios. Runs from the 15th through to the 18th. It's an amateur production of the musical Made in Dagenham, inspired by the true story of the 1968 Ford sewing machinist strike. Last but not least on the theatre front is Now What I Call a Musical. This runs until the 18th at the Mayflower Theatre. It's a musical review featuring hits from various popular musicals, offering a nostalgic journey through musical theatre. Right, moving on to the films you can see this particular weekend. Over at the Harbour Lights, which is located in Ocean Village, and they have 5 films on over the weekend. Of course, you have to check the website to find out the times that these particular movies are on. They have a movie called Here, Wolfman, Nosferatu, Captain Connors and the Vampire Hunter, and Presence. As I say, check the Harbour Lights website for when and where these things are showing. Over at the Showcase Cinema Deluxe in Southampton, which of course you can find in West Quay Cinema, they have 4 movies showing this particular weekend. First up is A Complete Unknown, then there is Wolfman, then there is the movie Here, and last but not least, Maria. Please note that the show times are subject to change and it's advisable to check with the cinema before you go.
Taste of the town for the best food around.
So on to our food and drink hotspots in Southampton this particular weekend. Let's start with a few places to recommend for you to go. Well, Bombay Spice in Southampton is a newly opened Indian restaurant, offering a diverse menu of traditional and contemporary dishes, quickly becoming a local favourite, this one. If you're looking for a good old-fashioned burger, well, the Dripped Burger Company, they're a recent addition to Southampton's culinary scene, specialising in gourmet burgers with a unique flavour combinations. Looking for something Turkish? Well, the Antonian Turkish Kitchen. It's a new restaurant, brings authentic Turkish cuisine to the city, featuring a variety of kebabs, mezes, and traditional desserts. Meanwhile, Wubuzi is a fresh entrant offering a fusion of Asian flavours, including sushi, ramen, and other popular dishes. Of course, it's always best to check out the websites and find out what times these places are open and whether they do have any reservations.
Weekend in a Flash, your roundup of things to do.
Well, it's time for our What's On guide now, what's happening in and around Southampton this particular weekend. Starting off with Winchester's Farmers Market, that's happening this Sunday. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, goes through till 2 o'clock, and that's in the High Street in Winchester. You can explore fresh local produce, handmade goods, and down in Southampton at the City Art Gallery, there's a winter exhibition which runs all over the weekend from 10 o'clock in the morning through till 5 o'clock. And of course, the location for that is the City Art Gallery itself. You can view the latest exhibition taking place featuring contemporary works by local and national artists. Entry is free for this one, making it a great cultural outing. Over in Ocean Village then, there is the Marina Walk and Pop-Up Market on Saturday. Starts at 11 o'clock through till 4 o'clock. And you can stroll along the marina while browsing pop-up stalls, offering crafts, food and gifts. It's perfect for families and couples looking for a relaxed weekend activity. Now, if you see the repair shop on the TV, well, we have our own monthly repair cafe at October Books. The date is this Saturday, and you can go anytime between 12 and 3. Location is October Books, and they are in Portswood High Street. You can bring your broken household items and learn how to fix them with the help of local volunteers. It's a great community initiative, suitable for all enthusiasts. Now, if you are into something ghostly, then Southampton Ghost Walks are happening this particular weekend. They start Saturday night at 7 p.m. You can meet at the Bargate in Southampton, and you can join a guided tour through Southampton's historic streets, uncovering eerie tales and local legends. It's a fun and spooky way to explore the city. If you are a vegan, you won't want to miss this one, the Vegan Market. See a Southampton Vegan Market. That's on Sunday and starts at 10:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. in the Guildhall Square in Southampton. You can discover a variety of vegan family friendly food, drinks and products at this vibrant market hosted in the heart of the city. Next up, we have Art in the Yard at the Yard Studios, taking place this coming Saturday. It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning through till 5 p.m. The Yard Studios are in Worston in Southampton, and this is where local artists showcase their work in this unique creative space. A great chance to meet the artists and purchase one-of-a-kind pieces. Last but not least on our What's On guide, there is an indoor car boot sale taking place in Tottenham this particular Sunday. Starts at 8 o'clock in the morning through till 12 p.m. and the location for that is the Totten Recreation Centre. You can of course hunt for bargains and second-hand treasures at this indoor car boot sale, and early birds are welcome. So that's your What's On guide this particular weekend for Southampton.
Welcome to the Local Lowdown, your exclusive guide to the perfect weekend in Southampton. Now, here's your host, the man with the plan, Mr. David Gates.
Well now, providing the weather's okay, let's see what's actually happening for some outdoor and family activities. We've got some ideas here for you which we might like to try out. Well, the Royal Victoria Country Park offers woodlands, parklands and a miniature railway which is perfect for leisurely walks and picnics, and of course situated on Southampton Water. There are views of Fawley and of course the ships coming and going as well. Mayflower Park is located in the centre of town by the waterfront, by the pier. It's an excellent spot for picnics and of course watching ships come in and out. Now, if you want to do something a bit more athletic, well, we've got some hiking trails for you. For families interested in gentle hikes, you might like to consider these trails. First up is a circular walk from Botley to Durley Mill and Botley Quay. If you're located in town, of course, Southampton Common, you can have an easy trail through the Common, which is great for children. And last but not least, a Burlington to the Country Park. As I say, it's a circular route, a family-friendly walk, combining natural beauty and fresh air. These trails offer opportunities to explore nature and enjoy quality family time together. If you're looking for something a bit less energetic, well, you can always visit the Sea City Museum. You can delve into Southampton's maritime history at the Sea City Museum, and there are interactive exhibits make it engaging for children and adults alike, and it's open throughout the weekend. There's a family craft workshop happening at Southampton City Art Gallery. It takes place on Saturday between 10 and 12 p.m. Details, it's a drop-in craft session where families can create an art inspired by current exhibitions. Suitable for children aged 5 and above, and no booking is required for that one. Out of town, of course, up to Winchester, the science workshop at Winchester Science Centre is on Sunday. It runs from 11 o'clock in the morning through till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can engage in hands-on science experiments and demonstrations, ideal for curious minds of all ages, and advanced bookings are definitely recommended on that one. Last but not least, on our days out, well, we're off to the family day out in the New Forest. Of course, the New Forest offers various family-friendly activities, walking trails suitable for all ages with opportunities to spot the wildlife down there. You can go cycling, you can rent bikes and explore the numerous cycling paths. And of course, picnicking is allowed in designated areas, and it's perfect for a family meal amidst nature. Now, of course, all these outdoor events are subject to the weather, so please make sure you do check before you go. Last but not least on this week's Local Lowdown, we take a look at the nightlife and what you can get up to over the weekend. If you're planning a night out in Southampton, well, of course, you can always go along to Pop World. The event is Wonderland on down there at the moment. Starts at 9 o'clock and, of course, goes all the way through till 3 a.m., You can step into Wonderworld every Saturday night and experience a night filled with commercial hits, pop world anthems, and of course dance music by top DJs. Now, if you've ever thought about making cocktails, well, there's a cocktail masterclass at the Slug and Lettuce Friday on the 17th and runs all the way through the weekend to the 19th. You can go along to the Slug and Lettuce in Southampton, and you can participate in a 90-minute cocktail making session, including a complimentary porn star martini, which is a significant shot apparently, and the opportunity to craft two cocktails of your own choice. It's ideal for groups of six or more if you're on a family night out, or maybe a hen night, who knows. If you're looking for a pub quiz, well, the Plough Inn in Portsmouth Road in Belton has one. It's on Sunday evening and it starts at 8 o'clock down there, and that is the Plough Inn in Portsmouth Road. You can test your knowledge at the weekly pub quiz and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere with friends, and you can contact the venue for the exact times on that one. Last but not least, over at Med Bar, of course, there's various events including Bottomless Brunch, day parties and club nights as well. That runs all the way over the weekend, and you can find Med Bar in Southampton. You can explore a range of events catering to different tastes, from daytime brunches to lively evening parties. Check their schedule for specific event dates. Now, all these events offer a diverse range of nightclub options in Southampton, suitable for students seeking vibrant parties and older audiences desiring a more relaxed evening. Well, that's your lot for this week's Local Lowdown. Thank you for being there. As normal, we will see you next week. If you have enjoyed it, please look just down below here. You'll see a little donate button. If you click that donate button, you can donate us the price of a posh coffee, £2.50, for our hard work. We'll be here next week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy all your events, whatever you're doing.